According to Fox News, a federal judge on Tuesday gave another black eye to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, issuing a scathing rebuke of the agency's handling of the career and security of one of its own, celebrated undercover agent Jay Dobbins, who infiltrated the notorious Hell's Angels. Story went on to say that after a costly 6-year legal battle, Judge Francis Allegra, with federal claims court in Washington, D.C., chastised the ATF for failing to adequately protect Dobbins and his family from the gang. The motorcycle gang had sought retribution after the agent's undercover work during Operation Black Biscuit, which brought 16 indictments against him, including charges of murder and racketeering. Threats against Dobbins, including threats to kill him and his family, gang rape his wife, and affect Dobbins with the HIV virus. Dobbins' house was also burned down in 2008 with his wife and children sleeping inside. The family escaped unharmed. In the case, Dobbins said the ATF accused him of starting the fire. The arsonist was never caught. It is evident that ATF officials failed to follow through in implementing the steps that they were supposed to minimize the risk that might affect Agent Dobbins and his family. In the court's view, this represented another instance in which the ATF violated the covenant of good faith and fair dealing. So there you go, a judge is getting after the ATF for not protecting one of its own. Law enforcement agencies and governments must do that because those people, men and women, are putting their lives on the line to protect yours. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.